Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by the 1890 Initiative. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope that you are doing okay after the wicked storm we had yesterday. I'm hearing Rick Heyman from Ashland text me. He says they still have no power in Ashland.
Ooh.
I was without power for about 4.5 hours last night. Power returned about 9:40. Are you with power?
Yeah, it came on like, I don't even know when it came on. I think it came on at about 1:30.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That long. Took that long.
Oh, that's not too bad. I was just praying to be there by Saturday. I propose that we just do a show of idle chit chat.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Just why is that?
Idle chit chat and Olympic memories.
No Olympics today.
Olympic memories.
That won't be happening.
Bruce Jenner.
Mark Spitz.
There's a good one.
Have you ever seen the
when was that? Was 70s.
About 72, I want to say. 72 to Munich? 76.
Is that like, Munich?
I think it was Munich.
The Munich games, Jake. Yes. Better times.
I read the whole story again just the other day of the basketball debacle versus the Soviets, where the U.S. won twice, and then they kept giving them the ball.
What was that? When was that?
I believe that was 72. Mm. Still unexplainable situation.
Better times.
Yes. This final score is 50-49. Final score is 50-49.
Montreal was when Bruce Jenner
captivated
the world.
What was that year, Sip?
1976.
76. Okay.
Yeah, 1976. Munich was 72.
Okay.
Montreal was 76.
Have you seen the deal where they talked where it was
Spitz, though, was it?
I think Spitz would
have, I think it would be Munich.
Probably. I don't know. Maybe it was 76. Ever seen the photo, which is one, it was a classic photo of like, if you could just imagine what the future was going to be like, and they had a picture of Howard Cosell, and he's side by side, he's interviewing Bruce Jenner and O.J. Simpson. Imagine if he just talked about what's going to happen in about 40 years from now.
Fascinating.
Very much so.
Bruce Jenner was Jake. He was the essence of Americana.
Was he? Yeah.
Yes.
He was the Wheaties
Jake
box.
Jake is nervous right now. Don't be nervous.
I'm not nervous. Yeah. I'm more upset. Just pause real quick. For those trying to watch in video, we are aware the video is not showing. Young Ben is on the scene working on this.
Young Ben.
We've been here since about 5:35 working on the video.
When I came in, I was not as early, but both of them were in here, and there was concern for me right away, so I went straight to my band workout.
That's smart.
To stay away from, because it was there. Jake! Jake kind of snapped at me a little bit, too.
I said, please don't help. We'll figure this out.
I said, Jake, you want me to jump in on this one? Which is a sign of pretty much sarcasm. I think you have that. Jake, no, I don't need help.
I wasn't in the mood for sarcasm at that point. I knew what the tone was. It was fine, but we moved on. Anyways, we have lag on the video. We're just not going to show that because it looks terrible. So
lag.
When the lag gets resolved, we will put the video back on. It's just very pixelated. Is the word I would use.
We
for
went
that.
Through pure hell last night.
We did. Well, here's the deal: is that the weatherman said about 8:30 was what they said, and then all of a sudden, hey, by the way, just kidding, 5:30. Here comes the storm, or if not 5:15, it came quickly. 80-mile-per-hour winds last night ripped through Lincoln, and it was the whole city. It was the whole city.
This is a big day for Andrew Newton, though.
Yes, we feel bad for Andrew Newton. He's going to be very, very busy.
No, what I meant is he's going to get a lot of free advertising because I think this is show's idle chit-chat.
Is that right?
Yeah.
There's plenty of stuff to get to today. We got Trip coming at 6:30 today.
Oh, yeah, we got
from
Trip.
Okay. Tech Time.
Is there any sort of technology that can fix my trees? That's all I'd like to know, Trip. That's what? It. I lost 4 trees.
That's not funny.
That is not
funny. No, yeah. It was. Well, that's not funny. Here's the thing. If there's any breakers out there that have someone or has the ability of who this would be, is that I believe 2 of the trees are savable, which is weird.
Trees?
What's that? These were evergreens, and they're not the giant Ooh. Ones. But all my trees were uprooted.
Really?
They didn't get snapped off. They were uprooted. And a couple of them, I believe, can be ratcheted back up.
Are they young?
No, it's that they're not that young, but not that big. So I think there's some savability.
Feet.
If I can find someone could text me and say, I know someone that has this type of ability. I also found out through, and there was a small event I was at last night, and someone they talked about
still had the event.
We're going to get a lot of phone call. People talking about the tree chipper, you know, and then that's going to be a lot of that going on. He goes, and he's like, no, unless they're going to pay me triple or something because I'm 2 months behind anyway. So this storm
Ben, if you need another job, they'll be hiring.
Oh, yeah. They will be.
The tree services.
If you just walked around right now with a chainsaw, just walked around anywhere in a neighborhood, people would be wheeling you in, just cut this thing up for me.
Yep.
So I'll try to stack it. I'll try to do something with it. If we could just cut this up. There were things down everywhere.
Oh, it's
driving in this morning. There were trees down. And how ours blew over, Jake's been to the house before.
I have.
We're extremely protected. It's not like we're out on the open range. And they blew down on all four sides of the house. Really? All 4 sides of the house lost trees. It's insane.
It's weird how some people are affected. We weren't. Trix had a tree fall down on a shed. That was it. The house is enshrouded by trees, and that was the only thing. So it's kind of odd. That tree right there, fine. There's nothing out here that's...
Yeah, I see nothing downtown that got totally affected.
No, the thing that's most fascinating to me is the things that don't move at all. A hose nozzle just stand there. I have these little gnomes that are
not affected.
That are out on the porch. Not affected. Nothing.
Nothing.
Just standing there like dumb gnomes. I mean...
dumb gnomes. Yeah, okay.
I couldn't figure it out. I go, how in the world did this happen? So there had to be more to it in certain sections of the
I don't know how it works.
But there was some
idle chit chat.
I saw there's a tree in our area, and my mother-in-law was in town, and I saw this thing turn over. So there's no way when we go outside that tree did not hit her car. Mm-hmm. No way. Get outside. I mean, the tree is half on top of the car. She pulled out. No damage.
Wow.
The tree, the branches. I mean, it's a half of a tree fell all the way. And her car, is unscathed besides just leaves everywhere on it. I have no idea how that thing did not get smashed to smithereens.
Not like the Range Rover in Havelock that got just totaled by
there,
a tree.
There were a lot nice of Range Rover. Pictures of destroyed cars.
Yeah, that was amazing. Worst storm, is it the worst storm in 40 years or something? That's what people were saying.
Well, it wasn't a tornado. It felt like a tornado, but it wasn't actually one reported. 80-mile-per-hour winds came through Lincoln last night.
Yeah, 90 in Omaha. There's 220,000 people without power in Omaha.
It's terrible.
And to put that in perspective, there's 1 million people in the metro, which means a quarter of Omaha's without power. That's a big number.
It's massive. Now, Lincoln, I think at one point, 30-some thousand. And again, our power came out, 940 years came out, something in the morning.
Down to...
So it's
we improving. Never lost it. Never lost power.
Never lost.
I would have swapped losing power, save the trees. Really? So if there's anyone out there is a breaker, has any idea how to ratchet a tree back up, I need some help on this. If
Let's
they
see.
Could reach out to who might be that
who I could reach out to.
I will check the LES website.
I would say on the way here this morning, it's about a 15-minute drive. There is four stoplights completely out.
Listen to this.
Yeah, I went through two.
Completely out.
I went through two.
What do you got, Sip?
Hats off to LES.
Yes, I agree.
LES currently has 6,300 without power.
Okay.
That's it.
Getting it down.
6,300. God bless them. Thank you.
It's freaky when you see driving down whatever. What's that road we come down by Holmes Lake? And
that'd be
is that Van Doren?
No, that would be Capitol Boulevard. Normal, right?
Yeah. Well, the one what way out there? Way just by Holmes Lake. Is that Normal? Whatever.
Yeah, Normal. Yes,
turns into Capitol, but. There were sides of the street with no power, and the other side of the street had power.
Weird.
So they're looking across the street at the other people like going, what the
Weird.
Heck? What's going on here?
Yeah.
We don't have anything.
The street north of us never lost power in our neighborhood.
Right.
No, I mean, I can see in the back of their houses. They got the TV on. Their lights are on. Here I am just in the dark. Nothing.
So sometimes you gaze into other people's houses.
Well, one person has their TV very out there for people.
That was good idle chit-chat. Yeah. Dylan Raiola, everybody.
Yes. Well,
no,
was the
no.
News
I got
yesterday.
You. I got you on that. You're right. It's odd. It was the same at our house that where you see other people.
People across the street. Come on, man. What is
do you
this?
Do the doomsday thing?
No.
Do the doomsday thing where you say we're not gonna have power till Saturday. I was just saying if we can just get it till by Saturday, I'll be fine.
I think
would have been hot though today.
I had some first world thought problems in terms of hey, all this beef in the deep freeze is gonna. Spoil
that so that slayed me when I heard that. I was like, oh my, Jake, if you just keep the door shut, you have at least 2 days. You have at least 2 days. You do this stuff's frozen in
a
deep freeze.
2 days?
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't open it up and you just leave it, you've got a solid 2 days. All of a sudden, it's not like an hour later, it's rancid.
I need to know from the breakers.
Throw out the roast. It's done. It's rancid. No, you don't have to do anything. Just leave the doors shut.
What is the duration of time you're safe?
It's not. There's a bunch of warm milk in there or something. Oh, no, we have a whole bunch of cottage cheese in here. What do we do? That was incredible. And I didn't respond. I didn't know what to say.
I wish you would have responded and said, Jake,
stop.
You've got 2 days.
You're solid 2 days. Just leave. If you just leave it, that's incredible. People are worried about their power stuff. Jake's like, I'm going to lose my beef.
That's why I said first world problems.
No, you're not.
I was aware that was very pinky up first world problems. I said that.
I've got 12 fillets in there.
You guys are hilarious.
Jake's got the grill going
you're
out
pathetic.
Back.
Just run it. Run the grill.
Run the grill.
I didn't even respond.
I couldn't. I looked at it. I go, this can't be real. This can't be real.
It was real. First world problems. I said that.
Pinky up.
I know this is bad to say this, but I've said it. There's probably more things I wasn't thinking about that were affecting from the no power situation.
There's probably a few more things in life going on than that one right there. And Jake, my beef.
East Lincoln West says, valid concern, Jake. My mind would have gone to the exact same place.
Anyway, I don't think there's anybody hurt. Ben, have you read any news reports?
There had to be some sort
Were you hurt?
Ben, how happy were you? You had a truck. How happy were you that you're like, hey, I've got a truck?
Did you lose power? Ben's here.
Did you help haul some limbs away with your new truck that you have, Ben? Help the neighborhood out a little bit. Help the hood.
You know, I've been fascinated for a long time, which brought it up. They're pricey, but I've always said I'd like to have a generator.
Yes.
I'd love to have a generator. Yes. It'd be something. It would just be.
Get one
and,
now.
And you should have one. You really should.
You should.
Jake, 100. That would save your beef.
We thought
a generator.
About that.
Do you have one? Do not.
Do you?
No.
Neither do I.
I actually researched this like a week ago with my nephew.
How
Nick
much?
Schindler.
What are you looking at?
I don't even remember. It's a
Probably
bunch.
Grand.
Of, yeah. I mean, maybe more.
I just threw
how,
out.
How many people have a generator?
464-5685.
Yes.
Yes.
Text breakers. How many of you have generators in it and were using them yesterday, by the way, when the power went out?
I'm just telling you right. If you have a generator, last night's the night you live for. Yeah. It's like, honey, just go sit down.
Yeah,
go back to the
this
couch.
This is what we bought it for.
AC will be up in 5 minutes. Watch this. It's out there. You drive by. Wah, there's a generator just rolling outside your house. God, that's, being... I mean, they're what the
that
one
was
house
the chainsaw.
The one house that's like, hey, turn the Christmas lights on because we can. It's right.
Turn them on.
Turn them on.
People, without power.
People in that whole neighborhood are just mad.
Christmas lights.
They're so mad.
Like you know crazy. What? I didn't see a lot of generators. I mean, I didn't hear. I talked to a lot of people last night. Nobody said, well, we got a generator. We got a generator.
Text line has responded. Thunder Not Colin says, yes, I was using my generator last night.
How
thank
much,
you.
How much, Thunder? How much did it cost you?
It can be a yeah,
give
couple,
us a, gra- give us
a couple grand for a really good one.
Really?
Yeah, but you'd like to have one.
Yep. Sump
there's
pump,
a time.
Sump pump generator.
The
combo.
Time you really need it is if something goes out, a horrific ice storm and it's really cold.
Yeah.
This was heat. You could deal with it a lot better.
It wasn't too bad. It's like 70 degrees.
What if all of a sudden, like I said, when the house changes pretty dramatically when all of a sudden it goes to 20 below zero? And you've lost power.
That's not a good. Yeah. That's a bad yeah. time.
It's a bad thing.
That's so you start calling hotels.
Yeah, just put your beef outside.
Yeah, that's right.
With Jake. I'm going to lose by me. I have the text. I have the text.
I'm sure
I didn't respond. Look at me.
I didn't delete it. I'm not going
to
delete it.
I didn't know what to
text.
Say. I was dumbfounded. I was. I'm like, Jake, you literally probably have 72 hours.
I don't would say I was dumbfounded. I saw it.
I would like to know if people agree with Bill's assessment of 72 hours being okay with the deep freeze not being opened at all.
It would last for forever.
It would not last forever.
A long time.
Lance says he's an electrician and a Generac generator costs about $10,000. Now someone bought one
no,
for $1,400.
Okay, well I'm priced then, out there.
Yeah. No, what kind of? I'm not trying to run the whole block.
Yeah. How about just our house?
He's trying to get a refrigerator going.
$10,000.
Someone says 48 hours for the deep freeze, 2 days. So yeah. not forever, not yeah. 3 days. Potentially, if it's not opened. 2 days on the deep freeze.
I'm taken aback by that generator price.
No, you can get generators for a couple grand that would right. run your house just
West,
fine.
Wes says you can get a 24,000 watt whole house generator for $6,000.
Yeah, whole
someone,
house.
Someone
that's
else
a lot.
Said, someone else said $2,000, so we're coming yeah. down in price in terms of what you get for
six
it.
Six is still, you know, that's still, you're that's like, I could buy a Harley for that, almost.
Max says, if you didn't open up that deep freezer, I would be comfortable eating out of it next Wednesday.
See?
That'd be a week.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
I'd be concerned about
Jake,
it.
Jake was into it 20 minutes. I'm going to lose my beef. 20 minutes
this
in.
Is
I was like, what?
I'm not pushing back. I did say that.
It didn't strike me like it struck Bill. I just kind of brushed it off as an oddity. I just thought it was odd. Yeah. I didn't know what you're talking. I thought maybe you're talking about that stuff we got yesterday.
The beef sticks that
yeah.
we got from people from Bex? No, I wasn't concerned about that.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
I wasn't
about.
Concerned about that. I was concerned about, hey, was the station going to have power when it came in the morning?
It's power. Did.
Thank goodness for that. We have power.
We're fine.
Somehow this place did not be was not affected.
What'd you always say, Steve?
Show must go on.
Show must go on.
And look at Lincoln. Now, right. We got to be sensitive to the people that it's affected because I'm sure it's affected a lot. In fact, I'm sure there's businesses that – there's probably a business or two that don't have power. Last night, you knew it was a major storm.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health.
Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you drive by Target's dark, Super Saver dark, Russ's dark, I don't know that I've seen that. And then I couldn't get by Wayuka. Alex told me that fence, that wrought iron fence, was just twisted. Now, I couldn't get there because of the police presence.
That's more than a strong wind.
Yes.
It's more than a strong wind.
Absolutely. 100.
We spray paint that. Right on O Street. Just a drift of pain hitting cars. It happened.
90, yeah. Almost, it was. I know that in Lincoln, officially, I heard on the radio, 83 mile an hour winds. Jeez. At the airport. So it's a little different. It's a kind of an interesting storm because it's not a tornado ripping through certain neighborhoods. It's just this huge wind that affects your whole city.
But it pushed to Ashland. It pushed to Omaha. Yeah. The whole area, Lincoln to Omaha, got... smoked yesterday.
We have a giant bush in the background. It's probably literally 12 feet tall. It flowers and everything. It was blown flat.
Damn.
It was blown. I'm like, what kind of wind could blow this flat?
80 mile an hour.
Yeah. 80 mile an hour.
I can remember as a kid, we had 100 mile an hour winds in Columbus. I remember it wasn't classified as a tornado. It was just 100 mile an hour winds. So it was very similar to what yesterday was.
I'm probably more happy. Like I said, it was like, okay, this is going to cause a ton of work today.
Yeah.
For everybody. But we also had some giant trees we didn't lose. We had lost one of those trees that were like your epic trees.
Yeah.
That would have been a bad
deal.
Yeah,
and it's costly and all that. It's still, there's still a lot to deal with.
I have been to your place. I'm stunned that the trees didn't get to the house, fall on the house. Because our place, I'm concerned, hey, at some point, these are massive trees. They're going to fall not on a car, but actually on the house.
Well, that's why you prune.
Didn't see that at all.
That's why you prune trees. Now, nature does, this is Missing Tooth Greg's sermon to me. That was nature's pruning. Nature takes care of the unpruned trees. And you see a lot of troubled. Like you see trees that are down, you can say, oh yeah, look at that. It's black. But you know, it's not healthy. That was an unhealthy tree. And those are the ones that, now I'm not suggesting Bill's evergreens were unhealthy. I just wonder how they got uprooted. That's amazing. It's amazing. Anyway, storm chit chat.
Someone in Ceresco says, we live in Ceresco. Our camper blew 2 to 3 times sideways. Luckily, it did not tip over.
Really?
Oh, I don't get that. It blew sideways, but it didn't.
It moved it over. Okay. And didn't flip it.
Right. Moved it over.
I saw on I-80 a semi got blown over, but yep. To be honest with you, I'm surprised there weren't several more. That sounds minor to 100. Me. There was one.
One, that's all 100.
I thought there'd be like 30 of them later. How horrific that'd be. Yeah, just cruising down I-80, eating some beef sticks. All of a sudden, hang on. Whoa.
No, that would be bad.
Yeah.
To be in a semi trailer truck would have been horrifying, I would think. Yeah, one. I'm surprised. I don't even believe that. There has to be more than one.
It was very eerie. If you went outside when the storm was over, all you could hear in my neighborhood was just sirens everywhere. Yeah. Talking about ambulances. It was everywhere.
Bill would have loved this. They just put field turf down at Hartley School. It's gorgeous.
Oh, no.
Like I can't even imagine going to Hartley School, like being a kid and having field turf. They just put it down. They just finished putting it down. Fences up. A bunch of kids climbed the fence, and right after the storm, they were all over the field turf. And I don't think it was settled. I mean, it was just done that day. They were having a hell of a good time.
You know what that is? Better times.
I kind of applaud those kids.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, there's a little kid, a little 9-year-old. Yeah. And we're I was a walking bullet, and he was going over there. And we were just chatting about the storm. And he says, "Grandpa almost got hit by a tree trunk." And and I said, "Yeah, those kids are having a good time." He goes, "Yeah." He said, "This is a little kid, a 9-year-old." He goes, "Yeah, I'm fixing to climb that fence." Yeah. I appreciated the lingo.
I'm hearing from the text line that the roof blew off the Midas at 71st and O. Is there confirmation?
Yes, I've heard that.
Someone said that they,
please
by
the, confirm
by the Dairy Queen, which is there, that's a roof blew off, so it's got to be the Midas.
I've heard that.
If there's any picture evidence of that, please text us at 402-464-5685 of the Midas roof off at 71st.
Yeah, and if you can drive by Wauka on O Street, to see what that wrought iron fence looks like, it might be, they might have taken care of it. You know, it might be removed at this point, some of it.
Railroader Matt says the Aldridge Field logo at Pius has a huge branch laying on it, and it destroyed the logo for the field.
Wow.
Or at least the... Yeah, whatever that is.
There's stuff over there across the street that doesn't...
Right now, if you just looked outside here, it just looks like a normal day.
Pretty normal.
Pretty normal.
I was amazed by that driving to work, how normal it looked.
How much rain did we obtain?
Someone said in a stretch from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. was about 1.2 inches.
Okay.
1.2.
The hard rain was only about, what, 20 minutes maybe?
It didn't last very long. Yeah, 20 minutes. Yeah.
Is the drought over then or still?
Drought's
not,
back. No, drought's over.
Drought's over. Last
it was back yesterday. Now it's over.
And look at it. You're right. It's just calm.
Calm.
And you're right. After the storm, it was kind of like that.
Just sirens everywhere. That's what it was.
People are funny, too. Some people got right to work, you know, with cleanup. Yeah. There'll be some people that it'll be a month before they get to
you'll drive by and when that tree go down. The storm. That was 6 weeks ago. We haven't got to it yet.
That's how it goes, though.
We have a take here from Stephen McCook about your situation with the 4 trees, Bill. Yeah. He says, Bill has underground sprinklers, his trees will uproot easily because the trees don't have a large root system to keep them secure. Mm.
Could be. I don't overwater. I'm an underwaterer for the reason of to make the grass and everything strain a little bit for that. But that could happen. But it's odd to have 4 uprooted trees on each side of the house. And then also, these evergreens, we have some big, thick evergreens. These weren't. So there wasn't a ton of surface for the wind. It wasn't like,
uprooted them.
Yeah, didn't make sense.
Where are they? Are they right there?
Well, they're right now, they're just laid over because I think I can ratchet a couple of them back up. But that's not, you know, right away, it's, you know, God love her. Laura's like, just stake them up. I'm like, it's not that easy. It's not, if all of a sudden I roll into Home Depot and just grab a bunch of big stakes and a sledgehammer, I just don't see me all of a sudden just, yeah, I think everything's fine. I think we're good. Nope. I need a pro.
Stake them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I'm going to lose my beef. That was incredible. I didn't even know. I was like,
I was aware of it. Was a little embarrassing. I still said anyways. Yeah. And I stand by.
I didn't know you were that into beef.
Well, it's just there's a lot of investment in the beef, you know.
Is there?
Money.
Yeah.
Also, I don't want to say it out loud, but I'm going to, but I got a 3-month-old baby.
Right.
There's stuff stored in the freezer for that.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Dad, you don't want it to go bad.
Mm-hmm.
So
panic set in. Right now, I'm not sure if a real problem comes up, that I'm going to be over at Jake's house.
No, just stay
how we live through it. Live through it. What about the beef?
Let's think about the important things here, man.
I did send out a text to mark yourself safe.
Yeah.
I did say.
And we did.
Yeah, everything was fine.
There you go.
No death. Ben seems completely unaffected.
There was a storm last night?
There's a chance that Ben had no idea that it even stormed. There's a chance Ben had no idea.
He's of that age.
He could have been asleep by 5 and woke up at, you know, 4 to get to work.
He's kind of that age where things like that don't affect you that much. 18 to 20
is what he is.
Wouldn't affected me.
Ben did a little work yesterday. He cut a couple things off from the show that I wanted to have. And so I reached back out to Ben, like, hey, is this going to be able to get done like that? Most people would say, hey, it's been a busy day. Been doing this. Yeah, but I'm going to get to it. That Ben's like, huh, sorry. I took a huge nap. I couldn't get to it. Most people would never say it. Would never text.
Well, what time was this at?
Middle of the afternoon.
Okay.
Middle of the afternoon. Yeah.
So he should have been awake then for the storm.
What's that? He should have been awake for the storm. He should have been awake. But my point is, even myself would be like, if my wife ever asked me that, I got a bunch of stuff going on. I'm on the couch or something.
I've said that to anybody.
Don't put it in print.
This might be a learning experience.
Yeah, don't put it in print.
There's some things you don't have to be honest about. Seriously. Yeah. That's one.
Yeah. Just use the word errands a lot.
Yeah.
Running errands.
That'll help. Just have things going on.
Yeah, things going on.
And that's not a lie.
Because a nap's can be going on. Yeah. Right. Yeah, just you're not lying when you say that. But Ben, it took me back a little bit. Oh, sorry, my bad. I've been napping forever.
Had a lot going on. I'm
tired, man.
Last 4 hours.
It's been a long couple days for Ben. Yeah. All right, that's Storm Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. The only thing that really came out of first day of fall camp was the outfit of Dylan Raiola going to camp. That was it. That was the main news.
That was the storyline?
Yep. Seriously.
The what?
Dylan Raiola.
Okay.
They had a picture of him on the Huskers football account.
I did see that.
It looked identical to what Patrick Mahomes looks like in terms of his entire appearance.
Hmm.
Which this caught everybody by storm. Adam Schefter tweeted this out. Patrick Mahomes himself said, that's my little cousin regarding Dylan Raiola. So
my little cousin.
There's just already... I'm not saying it's annoying, but there's already a very...
Are you?
It's something. It's something. The attention level is going to be, I think, out of control.
I don't think that.
You don't think so?
No, Jake. It hasn't been. I mean, I can only base it on what I've seen. So I'm trying to look at this picture. I can only base... Oh, I see the photo. Yeah, I don't know.
They show a side-by-side of Mahomes and Raiola.
I don't know what Mahomes wears. But anyway, The attention hasn't been out of control yet. I mean,
it's day one, though. That was the first day.
Well, but it's not day. He just didn't get here. He's been here since the winter. Spring was not out of control. I am only going on the evidence before me. And there's nothing to suggest that it's out of control or will be out of control. I don't think it will be. Maybe it gets out of control if he completes. If he throws 5 touchdown passes against UTEP and beats Colorado. 31-0. Then it could get a little out of control in a good way. But I don't know. It almost seems, I mean, I think we've established that the ticket sales for the Saturday are just, you know, I mean, it's not through the roof good. If it was out of control attention for Dylan, wouldn't we be talking about something different with that? I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Sanderson says, Mahomes and Dez Bryant responded to the tweet, it's going to get really weird really quick around here.
Oh.
With Raiola hype.
What? I mean, we're acting like he just arrived.
Nah, but the thing, the season is upon us, though. The season's not upon you back in December and January. You got spring ball. You got months after that of summer.
Was it out of control?
Now the summer. Now the season is less than a month away. Just less than a month
away.
No,
what strikes me is like a... No. False hysteria.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sip says calm the masses.
No, I'm not saying the masses aren't freaking out.
Well, Maybe not in your world. Others' worlds are.
Are they?
They're just saying it's an interesting look. It's interesting from day one. There's no report from how practice went. It was just all the reaction was to a simple tweet of a picture of him looking identical to Patrick Mahomes. And yeah. That's the buzz right now.
The buzz.
I just saw when I walked in, SportsCenter said, when we come back from break, there's a Raiola Mahomes comparison on SportsCenter.
Jake, I don't feel like there's any freak show at all. Like there hasn't been any. All I'm saying is, it feels like it's the other way to me. I've been taken aback by how the attention hasn't been that great on Dylan. Like, I don't think it's I sure don't think it's an issue. I thought there'd be more. I thought there'd be much more attention. So that's where I stand on it. I mean, what do you think, Bill?
I don't have a huge take on this. I really don't.
He's not on social media.
It's interesting, I guess. That's the best
Way maybe it's because I'm not on social media.
I don't think too much of it. You know, like I said, I don't think it's out of control. But I don't think it's the other way. You're aback from it. I don't think it's the other way, though, where it's like, that's been actually kind of underwhelming.
Underwhelmed.
It's not been underwhelmed to me.
Sip is underwhelmed.
I've been underwhelmed by it. It's not a freak show at all. If there were 30,000 tickets sold to Saturday's thing, I'd start listening to you.
Okay. All right. That's fair. By the way, if you want to go, Huskers.com/tickets. Proceeds go to 1890 to fund NIL. There's still
Saturday night
available. $25. Saturday night, 6:30 practice. Huskers.com/tickets. Get your tickets for the practice.
Let's talk about the storm.
No, before we get to break.
The Olympics.
If you're hungry, Sip, I know you just wolfed some oatmeal down before the show there, during the show also.
during the show.
Breakfast, brunch, and lunch.
Well, the storm affected me.
Early Bird, 6:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. They've got everything from breakfast burritos to French toast and chicken fried steak, which, of course, is
smothered.
Smothered chicken fried steak.
How about
steak,
that?
Sip.
And if you ask them, just say, hey, listen, I'd like to smother it, and they give me a little gravy on the side. They'll do it, no cost. They'll give you a bonus gravy.
Seriously,
can you imagine bonus gravy? I don't know. Does life get better than that? What do you guys think? Bonus gravy?
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. That's
nope. Early Bird? No.
Early Bird. And also, I drove by the Bird today. It's ready to go. There's no damage
lights
in the parking lot. Everything's ready
to
go.
On?
Lights are on.
Yep.
Lights are on. They're preparing the food to the product, and they're ready to roll. They're open right now.
They have cinnamon roll pancakes. Also, the famous hash holes. Hash holes. They're open. They're delicious.
Jake, the eyes are the best. His eyes to the they
I
go
look up
the, eyes,
the light
the,
over there.
The
yeah.
guy's eyes go up, and he does his hash holes. When are we doing our live remote? From
I don't
there?
Know.
We will, that place will be packed.
I have texted Jamie Burrow.
No, you didn't.
A couple times. I have not heard back from him on that. He's usually pretty good at responding. But I have not heard back in terms of a date on the remote. I will follow up today again. But the last two texts in the last week have not been responded to.
You're directly texting Jamie Burrow.
I am. Yes, I am.
How about this?
You can do that.
I did. We've had some conversation. So, Early Bird, 19th and K.
Joking.
The Early Bird gets the
pancake.
That's right. 19th and K. Free parking. Also, locations in Omaha. And I will get there today for breakfast, brunch, or lunch open until...
Get down there.
2:30. I don't see him yet, but we're supposed to have Jeremiah Tripp from Computer Hardware.
Jeremiah.
That's right. Should be here next for Tech Time, an early break in the ticket.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.